Science Unscripted.
Hello again, Connor here.
And Gabe.
And this is another edition of Science Unscripted Daily News on COVID-19. Today the topic is your immune system.
How does it work?
And why are different people's different immune systems reacting differently to COVID-19 or to the coronavirus? And to talk to us about that today is Anna Cardhouse. Anna, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, Anna.
So my name is Anna Cardhouse, as you just said, and I'm a physician and journalist. I'm doing my traineeship at DW.
Anna, why are people having different immunoreactions to the coronavirus? Why does a 70-year-old suffer so much and a 20-year-old relatively little?
So our immune system also gets older over the years. And of course, when you're born, when you're a little child, the whole world is completely new and you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And you have to fight against everything you just get to know. And your immune system is super overreactive.
All these new invaders coming in.
Exactly. But when you get older, your immune system just calms down. You've seen this shit. You don't have to react.
Oh, not this again.
Yes, exactly. So I've seen this so many times. And for COVID-19, this might be a problem because the older immune systems don't get so active in the first sense that the virus has much more time to spread and fight against us in the end.
So can everyone catch this disease? Can everyone catch this virus?
So in the beginning, people thought that children are kind of safe, that they don't get it because we didn't see children getting sick because of COVID-19 or the coronavirus, to be more precise. But in South Korea, for example, they just examined everyone and they saw that especially the young people are a carrier of the coronavirus. It's not only the old ones. The old ones get sick, but everyone can catch it. Mm-hmm. It's just the immune system and its answer that fights back differently. But we see those cases of younger people, like, for example, the Chinese doctor who first mentioned the coronavirus. He was 34 years old and he, in the end, died. And their researchers are really struggling and searching for answers right now why this might be like this. And one possible answer might be that our immune system is beauty and beast at the same time. So it helps us fighting the virus. But if its answer gets too active, if it's overreacting, it fights not only against the virus, but it fights against us ourselves.
That's the crazy thing about this. So on the one hand, you've got young people who are showing no symptoms. That means their immune system doesn't really have to work hard at all to beat this virus. And on the other hand, you have people who are working so hard that they're literally killing themselves.
Or is it that their immune system in younger people is reacting more aggressively and more aggressively?
But then you would feel the symptoms, wouldn't you?
Not if your immune system defeats the invader before the invader
does a proper job.
Got it.
Is that how it works? Is it that younger people...
I think it's super important to say that until now, we cannot say anything for granted. So this is at least the idea how it could work. Mm-hmm. But we have to see and we have to do much more research.
But let me ask this then. Is it fair to say that I'm better off having a stronger immune system than a weaker one at this point?
No, because our immune system is different in every single person. And there are also genetic variances who make that some people having a strong immune system get well.
So I've seen plenty of headlines, plenty of articles, videos even about strengthening your immune system, how to do it, what you can eat, get more sleep, et cetera, et cetera. But you're saying something very different. You're saying that keep doing what you're doing and don't try to intentionally ramp up your immunoresponse because you might overdo it. Is that basically it?
I think that's what I'm trying to say, yes. So a healthy lifestyle is for sure something you should keep up. But the immune system is really complex. There's not this mistletoe or this ginger shot that you can just consume and everything gets better. But it's about doing sports, doing exercise, pumping air into your lungs, getting in good physical condition, getting good sleep. You just eat, have a healthy diet, and then everything you need is just inside. Vitamin D maybe is the only thing you can support externally because this is sometimes...
Taking a walk and getting some sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Anna.
That's a really good tip. Just be healthy.
Just be healthy. Thank you for encouraging all of our listeners around the world to stay healthy, be healthy, act healthy. Tomorrow, we are going to get some tips on what the term viral load means and virus shedding.
So, kind of
a different angle on the same topic. But Anna, thank you for talking about the immune system
today. Thank you for joining us on Science Unscripted.
Thank you.
Science Unscripted.